It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is political analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the top regional news stories of the week. Well, Detroit politics had our eye again this week after the certification of the mayoral election results took a bizarre turn. Walk us through it, won't you, Jack?
Well, it's important to remember that this was really not a Detroit screw-up. It was a Wayne County case of bizarre behavior. As most people know, about 3 weeks ago, Detroit voters went to the polls in their primary, and Mike Duggan got more write-in votes than anybody on the ballot. And the Detroit city clerk certified that, but these results have to be certified by the Wayne County Board of Canvassers, and the Wayne County clerk, Kathy Garrett, threw out almost half of Mr. Duggan's ballots, not because there's anything wrong with them, but because poll workers didn't make hash marks that she had wanted them to make next to them. They just tallied them in a book. It was complicated or muddied further by the fact that Kathy Garrett is the sister of a union leader who's one of Benny Napoleon's strongest supporters. So at that point, the canvassers refused to certify the count. They turned to the state, which is going to come in and do some kind of a recount. Now, it's important to note that all this is not going to affect the general election at all. The two candidates on the ballot are still going to be Benny Napoleon and Mike Duggan, but this is mainly just for bragging rights, is to see who finished first.
Getting there the long way. Well, the Detroit chapter of the ACLU lost a round in its fight with the FBI over racial and ethnic mapping. What did the federal appeals court have to say, Jack?
The ACLU, of course, is always against any kind of ethnic profiling, any kind of discrimination, and they sued the FBI over this. But the federal appeals court said that the FBI needed to do this as part of its crime-fighting technique, and they're allowed to withhold some information so that terrorists and criminals can't know what they're looking into. The only thing the ACLU can do at this point is appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Not clear yet whether they're going to do that or not, and certainly the U.S. Supreme Court only takes a small fraction of the cases that are appealed to them. So whether this is over or not, we don't know yet.
And finally, the Mackinac Center has filed a court challenge to a union local's fee-for-service policy for handling some employee grievances. What's that about, Jack?
As we know, right to work has gone into effect, meaning that people don't necessarily have to join a union. Well, this has to do with the city of Dearborn, and the Teamsters, which represents this group of employees, says that fine, if you don't want to join the union and you don't want to pay union dues, we're going to charge you $150 for filing a grievance. And workers who have quit the union don't want to do that. They think the union should be forced to represent them anyway. The Mackinac Center, of course, is perceived as being anti-union, sort of a very conservative, quasi-libertarian think tank. And this could really set a precedent.
Well, lots of interesting stuff to watch. Thanks so much, Jack.
Have a nice weekend with placid waters, Rena.